I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. College students are preparing to return to Charlottesville, Virginia, shortly after protests that turned violent. But as students heal, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is there to help. InterVarsity's Tom Lynn.
You know, there are three areas I think we tend to focus on in terms of a Christian response, and we are seeing this on the ground at UVA as well. The first type of response is prophetic. You know, we need to help our student leaders call people to reject the idolatry of racism. A second is evangelistic. I mean, inviting people to repentance in Jesus. And then the third response we want to prepare them for is to have a pastoral response, discipling people towards racial reconciliation, you know, helping walk alongside fellow students who may be struggling.
So please pray for Charlottesville's college campuses and for their ethnic and racial reconciliation. And hunger and poverty might seem like insurmountable problems, but Compassion International knows they can be fought, but you have to step into an individual's life. For a few more weeks, Act for Compassion is running a Kids for Kids campaign. Carrie Asante of Compassion explains.
People who really care about kids in poverty, especially people who care about improving nutrition or the income of children in need and their families, those people can actually create their own online fundraisers. And so they're getting their friends and their families on board to kind of join them in this cause.
GOATS provide ongoing nutritional and financial benefits through their programs. Compassion International is also teaching children and their families about Jesus. Learn more about the ministry and this campaign at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries offers a free book this month called Excelling in Relationships. Get yours at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.